I'm fresh off the Miami Reawaken America tour. 3 days of reconnections, intelligence discussions, and many updates. And a breaking story that I'll tell you about tonight, that someone has come forward from a major hospital system with a recording confirming that hospital officials are intentionally hastening patient deaths. And I used my speech at the Reawaken America tour in Miami to expose Dr. Robert Malone for his self-admitted strategic lawsuit against public participation, suing me and others for $25 million for a bogus defamation claim to shut down any scientific medical free speech before a crowd of 5,000 and a worldwide Rumble audience of millions. Welcome to your nightly dose of propaganda busting truth. This is Dr. Jane Ruby Statt.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today. Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrighteonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Welcome to Dr. Jane Ruby Statt on this Tuesday, May 16th, 2023. Well, the breaking news and bombshell evidence seems to be nonstop these days. But the story that may very well end up being the story of the year, the game changer, was the press briefing conducted by attorney Tom Renz at this past weekend's Reawaken America tour, where he revealed he has a whistleblowing pharmacist that has come forward with a recording of her conversation with an official from the Ascension Health System, acknowledging that the murder-for-hire scheme in American hospitals is not only known, but intentional. This is a health system in particular with 139 hospitals across 19 American states. How many innocent Americans have been slaughtered? This is the CDC protocol incentivized with huge bonuses at every step a patient encounters when they go to a hospital. Forced testing, fake positive PCR tests, quarantine, which means isolation in a cold, dark place without any access to your family, forced narcotics to suppress your respirations, forced remdesivir infusions to shut down your major organs, and then, of course, the inevitable forced intubation and mechanical ventilation. And don't forget the last stop, the funeral director, who also gets the last bonus in a series of federal bonus money on the COVID hospital trail. Here's a clip of attorney Tom Renz introducing this horrific exchange. Please roll the tape.
Tell you how many moms, dads, brothers, sisters I had to tell. Sorry, your loved one's been in there too long. I know their kidney numbers now are this, and their this numbers are that. Your only hope is to pray. So A lot of people have asked, you know, why haven't you filed the lawsuits on this? Well, because you have to have it right, okay? And it's not easy because remember, we passed all sorts of our good government that wanted to protect these good doctors that were murdering people. they gave them immunity in all but the most egregious cases. So you can't go after someone unless what they did was willful, right? So I've looked at this from every angle that you can look at it. I've been trying to find loopholes, ways to deal with this. I had a client came forth who was a PhD in pharmacy, doctorate of pharmacy, Stanford educated, worked for big drugs, big pharma, went back into the hospital system. Very, very credible. Mom of five, daughter of a vet, just wonderful woman. And she comes to me and she's got a case, and it's a religious discrimination case, which we have filed now. And she's got recordings of everything. Now, you've got a Stanford-educated pharmacist, ran trials for big pharma, you know, follow the science, who told this hospital that she worked for, hey, what we're doing is going to kill people. It's going to hasten death. Okay, hasten death is something that I want you to hear and to remember. Hastening death, so especially when you get to palliative care. Palliative care, there's always a rush in these. We want to get them to palliative care, right? Because remember, we've incentivized, while we gave this immunity to all these hospitals, we also incentivized murdering people, right? You get more money when we diagnose you with COVID, whether you got it or not. You get more money once you get on the vent. You get more money once you die because it's a COVID death, right? So we incentivized, we paid them for murder, and then we gave them immunity. Think about this. How stupid is the law? Or is it intentional? I'll let you figure that out yourself. So this is the situation. I have a Stanford-educated pharmacist. Brilliant, brilliant. I mean, there's no planet where this woman would not qualify as an expert. She says, guys, you're hastening death. Now, I'm going to pose this to you. Hastening death, that's a nice fancy way of saying this, right? Do any of you think there's much of a difference if I hasten your death by giving you a bad cocktail of drugs or if I shoot you? What's the difference? What's the difference? So, and we've seen this in a number of cases with a number of people that have been high profile that I've been involved with, and we're doing certain things here and there, and some of it I can talk about, some I can't. But the moral of this story is, in this instance, when the Stanford-educated PhD in pharmacy that worked for Big Pharma told the doctors and the scientists at the hospital were hastening death, they said, shut up and follow the protocol. Hmm. Right. She said, I can't sign off on this. Right. I can't sign off. I ethically, you want me to sign off? I'm a pharmacist. I know what these drugs are doing. Right. We don't care. So her case is moving forward, but she recorded a particular conversation. I'm going to play it for y'all. I think it'll speak for itself. And before I do, I want to leave you with this. For several years now, the mainstream media has wanted to fact check me and tell me I'm a conspiracy theorist, except for I'm always right.
That's right.
I've been right every time.
Truth.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't put stuff out until we do our homework.
There you go.
I've been talking about the murder for hire scheme in the hospitals for quite some time. Oh, that would never happen. That could never happen. Not in America. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, here you go. I'm hoping this plays right. If it's not, we'll try it again, but we'll get this going.
You've got to start with the start button. Sure.
The truth is often heartbreaking, but let me tell you, this truth is going to set a lot of people free. It's going to reveal the criminals through these hospitals, and it's going to lead to justice. In the next segment, I'm going to you know, I'm going to be playing that whistleblower recording, so you don't want to miss that. A quick thank you first to my sponsor, Goldco. It's clear that our economy is very shaky with bank runs, banks failing, inflation through the roof, and one of the things you can do to protect your savings and your investments is to have part of it in physical gold and silver. I do. Goldco has an A+ rating with great customer service reviews. I urge you to call them today at 855-791-2619. It's on the picture here. That's 855-791-2619 to learn more about how simple this process is. And you might even get up to $10,000 in free silver just for doing it. Please remember to call them today. Now, in the second half, I am going to be sharing some breaking news with you from the NIH. They're not going to stop, folks. At the Reawaken Tour, I did warn people that they are building multiple injections, not so much for COVID, although you can always, you're going to get pushed to get your COVID booster. But what they're also doing is continuing to develop shots under false premises that you need them for things like respiratory syncytial virus, which to me is another version of the common cold that just got named for their purposes. And combination flu shots, combination COVID, RSV, flu, not to mention the childhood schedule. Beware, beware, everyone, because I promise you that if they're not all filled with the mRNA toxic technology, they will be very soon. And I'm talking a matter of weeks or months. This charade of these companies claiming to be doing legitimate pharmaceutical drug development studies, something that is in my wheelhouse with 20 years of experience, is a sham. They're not going through phases 1 through 4 for safety and efficacy. They don't have to. They're building military prototypes, right? Because if Pfizer, you're going to get dismissed from the Brooke Jackson whistleblower case, then we might as well use the reason why. Since not only did the judge agree and dismiss you from that lawsuit, but the U.S. government, whatever that is right now, filed a brief supporting Pfizer's position and supporting the request for a dismissal. When I tell you that you have no government anymore, I'm not being hyperbolic. I'm not joking. And I'm not trying to get clicks. It's 100% true. But there is something running the tables, and it's not good. Not good at all. Now, I just want to finish up before we take a quick break. I want to let you know that this is coming. And I also want to urge you, like I did at the Reawaken Tour, don't take my word for it. Trot on over on the internet to Pfizer and Moderna's websites. Click on the tab for pipeline or search pipeline, or just put into your URL Pfizer pipeline, Moderna pipeline. You'll be shocked. There are 40 to 50 new mRNAs, new poisons, just moving the chairs around in musical chairs, right? Because the killing's not done. You've got your warning, your nightly antidote to the propaganda from Dr. Jane Ruby Stat. Don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hear this whistleblower tape when I return. Dr. Jane Ruby here. The air you breathe, especially in your own home, is critical to maintaining your health. Triad Air is an air purifier that combines advanced photocatalytic oxidation with scalable purification using high-level negative ionization and electrostatic filtration to obliterate organic contaminants. All of the purifiers reduce harmful pathogen counts by almost 100% in less than 24 hours. And my social media community tells me over and over that they no longer get symptoms around those who took the C19 shots. The main unit protects a house up to 3,000 square feet, and the other products cover single rooms in small areas like dormitories, your car, and yourself, fitting on your backpack, belt, or purse. Check it out at filterssuck.com, and don't forget to use the promo code RUBY for 10% off on everything and free shipping.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications, and he's here just give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging, works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Welcome back. Well, in the first segment, you saw this incredibly powerful testimony by attorney Tom Renz just days ago at the Reawaken Tour in Miami, where he revealed that he now has a whistleblower pharmacist with hours, countless hours, of taped conversations establishing that the hospital killing fields are active, but worst of all, intentional. And as he has explained it, it is this revelation of intent to kill that will wipe away the legal liability shield afforded to American hospitals by way of the numerous laws that were put into place ahead of time. This despicable and diabolical pre-planned protection, like the PREP Act, emergency use authorizations and all that, covered persons and medical countermeasures and all the other shenanigans they pulled to pre-set themselves to get away with it, for now. Well, it doesn't fly when there's an intent to murder, an intent, as Thomas Wren said, to hasten death, to bring it about sooner than it happens naturally. As he said, there's no difference between giving someone additional morphine to stop their breathing, and he's in there, then someone in there killing them, killing a person by pulling a gun on them. Here's the tape he played at the press briefing on Saturday of his whistleblower client, and it is stunning. Please roll that tape.
Say, what's okay? Are we hospice floor? What's the deal? She said that Dr. Spiegel say this floor is going to be his patients. Mm-hmm. So I was like,
See, I don't have to always do the.
So we're killing the patients this floor because mm-hmm. that's what he's asking us. Well, other floors don't want to do it.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep at night. I just, and then when that nurse practitioner, when you got that mission to do the morphine and you're like, she doesn't need it. And I was just like, this is what I'm talking about. It's
she
not right.
If they're okay, they're okay. If they're comfortable, they're comfortable. We can tell when they're in pain. We can tell when they're agitated. We can tell when they are whatever. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make that you keep giving them medication just to knock them out. Because mm-hmm. apparently that's what you were doing.
Because I remember that day you were like, you got the other nurses to come in and I'm just like, I know, that's what they're doing.
Well, after talking with Tom and the rest of our group each night at dinner, you can be sure that he has much more evidence and that he'll be bringing it forward. There's an old Spanish saying, and I want to say it correctly because I don't speak Spanish, but I love this saying. La justicia anda cojeando, pero siempre llega. Justice walks with a limp, but she always arrives. So forgiveness from my Spanish friends, I did my best. And then the news. Just yesterday, the NIH announced that it's running a study for Fauci's wet dream aka the universal flu vaccine. And of course, it's being made with mRNA technology. Take a look at picture number two for the headline, and let me share with you a little bit of information from this study. They claim they have 50 patients on one side and on the treatment side and 50 patients on the placebo side. They're going through the sham, you know, the pretend. Now, most studies, I can tell you, even with 50 people, 100 people randomized, 50-50 on either side, will take you at least 2 to 3 years for first patient in to go through and first patient out. It's a sham of a study, and it's ridiculous. Okay, I want to move on a little bit. I just want to make you aware of that. Please be cognizant. They want to get this mRNA in you any way they can. And I said, you know what? They know you're sensitized to the COVID thing and the COVID coercion and the COVID take this thing or you're not having your job. They know people have had it up to here. Okay? So now they're going to take a different tack. They're going to try to sleight of hand. Oh, you get a flu shot every year. Oh, grandma gets a flu shot every year. Make sure she gets her flu shot. No. Childhood schedule filled with mRNA. People write to me every day. Yes. My answer is yes, yes, yes. Dr. Jane, is the mRNA? And assume that it is yes, yes, yes. Err on the side of caution. They're not. They don't care what the dosage is. They don't care if they give a child 6 doses. Aspirating out an entire vial. Give me a break. Okay. Let's move on. I had my own bit of news to drop at the tour this weekend. I thought it was high time that the Reawakened Tour audience of 5,000 that were in attendance this past weekend in Miami and the greater multi-million audience out in Rumble Land were made aware of this Robert Malone attack on medical free speech and his abuse of the legal system, in my opinion, by filing a vexatious, frivolous lawsuit against me for $25 million in false defamation claims after admitting in a tweet that you see here. This tweet, well, first, my third picture is me at the Reawakened Tour. So you can see picture number three before I jump. Picture number three is me on stage with Clay Clark. And if you look carefully, behind me is the Give, Send, Go flyer with Malone's tweet in it where he admits why he's suing. And let me just back up a little bit. So before we start, hang on a second. Let's go to picture number, picture number four. This is the Malone Doctrine. Let's bring that up. And let's keep that up for a minute to my wonderful producer. Because, take a look at this. First of all, I don't want you to, it's very weedy, I know. A lot of detail. Each of these, it says, we the undersigned. At the top, it says, the Malone Doctrine, a declaration of independence from the decisions of institutions that lack integrity. But it goes on, it's really a free speech doctrine that he and his wife freely of their own will, according to Edward Dowd, who I interviewed several months ago, and I found it at the back of Edward Dowd's new book. And I asked, I said, where did that come from, Edward? And he said, well, we had them out as guests in Hawaii, and we put that together, my team and I, and we presented it to him, and we asked him if he'd be interested in signing it, and he and his wife said, sure, we will. And you can see they hand signed it. And when you look at it, we the undersigned, and it goes on and on, demand that all underlying data that contributes to a body of work under consideration must be made available, right? And accessible for analysis. Require the full disclosures of funding regarding any citations noted or references. Commit to impartiality in considering analytical information. Watch this. Foster rigorous open debate and scrutiny in consideration of and for any matter of concern. Why didn't I get that, Dr. Malone? Why didn't I get a phone call? You could have chewed me out. I get it. What, you don't like something? You're entitled to like it or not like it. But instead, you jumped right to suing me under the pretext that you gave a warning. Well, let's be honest and open about your warning. Your demand letter in September wanted three things. You wanted a public apology for I didn't do anything wrong, according to two law firms. And number two, you wanted me to strike and redact everything I ever said about you in public social media. And three, you wanted an undetermined amount of money. I don't own a horse farm or property like that or patents or anything. Why do you want my money? There are some other ones in here. Ensure the health, welfare, and safety of any whistleblower. Stand in opposition to censorship and will not accept representation of parties holding within themselves values that conflict with the principles of free expression. Really? Well, let's jump to picture number five. My producer. Picture number five. Hard to believe that he's serious, even though he and his wife signed this promise, when the tweet you see here in picture five that he posted out a month ago stated, and you can look at it yourself while I read it, quote, "If I can win these lawsuits, and that's a big if, defamation lawsuits are hard to win, then this will hopefully have a chilling effect on the corporate media, internet, and social media defamation business model that so many pursue because it's profitable. Soon as I get my clip from my presentation on Saturday, I will play it for you, but suffice it to say that countless people were surprised to learn that their former hero, this purveyor of anti-censorship, was himself using our courts and legal system to try to silence all of you through me by making a decision that if I can raise, and listen, I've made a decision rather, if I can raise another $50,000, I will ask my attorneys to make a counterclaim against his slap lawfare. Slap suits are by their very design used to stifle public comment. The rights to free speech and petition are enshrined in our First Amendment in the United States Constitution. Let me just tell you. SLAP stands for Strategic Lawsuit Against Public Participation. They're damaging suits that chill free speech and kill healthy debate by targeting those who communicate with their government or speak out on issues of public interest. SLAPs are actually used, as you see here, he's admitting it. They're actually used to silence people. And they're effective because it can take years to get over them. So in closing, I just want to thank you for being with me tonight. Let's show Dr. Malone and anyone else using lawfare to do this to fellow Americans that it will not be tolerated. Please go to givesendgo.com, protect Dr. Jane, /protect Dr. Jane. Thank you, everyone. I'll see you tomorrow night right here on Brighteon TV. God bless you and good night.